Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So as we start the morning, it's Brandon, it's David, no Kelly in the studio today.
Yep, she's going out on her Atlanta vacation.
She's vacationing, that's right. Yes. I'm kind of jealous about her vacation.
Oh, 100%, me too.
I heard it was a stress-free, work-free vacation.
Oh, no work whatsoever. She'll be out chilling with the stars of Atlanta.
So when she hears the podcast later today, because I would imagine she's not awake right now, she'll be mad at us.
The first thing she'll do is probably text us and say, thanks a lot, guys.
So in the after show yesterday, we were kind of ribbing her about going to Atlanta just to have fun.
Yeah.
But the truth is, it's a working vacation for her martial arts company.
Yeah, I mean, in reality, we understand she's going to be super busy. We just like giving her a hard time because she does get so frustrated when we start saying all that stuff.
You ever think that sometimes she might hate us?
In like a loving hate kind of way.
That's how it works.
Yeah, like our significant others feel about us.
So on my mind this morning as I get to work, and I'm actually driving down Parker Road, which is the radio station street, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm driving down the road, and I think to myself, oh my gosh, I didn't bring my breakfast.
Oh, your cold, like, meat?
I was going to bring cold chicken today. It's going to be my protein
man.
For the day.
Woo!
Completely forgot it.
That's some good stuff, man.
But now I have to sit here until 10 or 11 o'clock with no food.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
What did you bring today?
I have a banana and my little fiber bar.
May I have one of those?
If you want my banana, you can have it.
Is that what it is? I can have the banana. We actually are getting a text right this very moment.
Oh, it's from Kelly.
Is she listening right now?
She might be.
She's not vacationing. I hate you.
Dude, that's classic.
Well, let's go ahead and move past that. Can we kill the stream in Atlanta, please?
Yeah, no more streaming in Atlanta.
We're going to kill the stream in Atlanta. No podcasting allowed in Atlanta either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just blocking that little metro area.
All right, so Jason Aldean tickets this morning. His tickets go on sale tomorrow at 9 a.m. at KFIN.com. But we have tickets to go see Jason Aldean in Little Rock before they go on sale.
That's going to be a massive show.
It's your chance to win this morning with KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we joked about Kelly going off to Atlanta and not really doing anything.
Uh-huh.
And then she texts us immediately. So I'm like, what in the heck are you doing right now? And she says she's getting ready.
Getting ready.
So I'm glad she can get ready when she's out of town, but doesn't get ready when she's at work.
Man.
That's what David said. Is it still true you said that 5 minutes ago?
That is not what I said.
Is it still true?
No, it is not still true. It was never true. Don't even say that.
I brought my coffee this morning. I thought I needed a little extra kick. And here's what's weird about me needing coffee today. I legitimately was in bed last night.
Mm-hmm.
At 9 o'clock.
Hey, that's good for you, though.
Right, which is like hours earlier. And for some reason, when I go to bed early, I wake up so much more tired.
You think it's just because there's that weird thing where you're not getting enough sleep, but you're getting too much over like your normal sleep pattern thing?
And maybe that's it. Because like legit, I went to bed, it was like 9 o'clock. And then, so if I woke up at 4, that's 7 hours, which is kind of the recommended deal.
Yeah.
But I felt awful. I actually said out loud, oh my gosh. Oh, God. That's what I said when I woke up. And I remember saying it, thinking, why am I talking? My wife is over here. Kai actually slept in our room last night.
So you woke everybody up by saying, oh my gosh. What's going on?
So I have extra coffee this morning. So if I get over-caffeinated, you might have to get a ventilator or something.
I've got my caffeine over here, too. Lots of coffee.
Story out today on Ryan Seacrest. You know, the big question was, is he going to be going back to American Idol? And I read a thing this morning that said, at one point, Ryan Seacrest told the people at Idol, the new producers and all that stuff, he didn't want to go back because of the money.
Yeah, I know.
He was mad that they offered Katy Perry so much more.
I think they probably, what was her offer, like $25 million, something like that?
Yeah.
And he was getting offered like in the $10 million range, I think is what I read, or something like that.
They lowballed him.
Yeah, so he was getting really frustrated at that.
So he said no, and then once ABC got word that Seacrest had turned it down, they went back like, hang on, don't stop yet. Let's continue to negotiate. So I would imagine they'll be announcing him fairly soon.
Didn't he say he was like the American Idol guy or something like that?
If there's American Idol, there should be a Ryan Seacrest.
Exactly. So I can imagine he'll be coming back if he's that passionate about it too.
So The Bachelor in Paradise, still have you followed that?
A little bit. It's all just kind of like speculation right now. So I don't know. It's all pretty rough.
Have you read the stuff this morning?
Yeah, I did.
So, okay, so Corinne, again, The Bachelor in Paradise, for those of you who don't know, they were filming this show that's going to air in August, and the show ends up having to halt production because of a little encounter that wasn't supposed to happen that was caught on tape that went a little bit too far.
Yeah.
So the two people at the center is a girl named Corinne, who is the bad girl from last season on The Bachelor, and then there's a guy named DeMario.
Right.
So they're both supposed to be like the bad guys,
mm-hmm.
and they end up having this hookup. That's the whole idea, the storyline, a part of the show. Well, evidently something happened that night where they were all drinking and something happened that might have gone a little bit too far. Corinne says she was blackout drunk, passing out in the pool, and has no idea what was going on when this guy and her were messing around.
Yeah.
The guy comes back and he's saying, and he says finally today, DeMario says that no way was Corinne that messed up at that point. She knew exactly what was going on and she initiated all of the stuff. Their stories are completely different.
I don't know if you'll ever really get the truth about what happened unless you see, like, the video evidence of what happened, you know?
But somebody has it.
Yeah, I mean, all the producers have it.
Somebody knows.
And that's why she's going to try and sue them.
It's going to be a mess. So evidently, this Corinne girl was supposed to get her own spinoff show after Bachelor in Paradise. And one of her friends is a producer on the show. And as things were going down where she was like, doing this whole thing where she was messing around with this guy, after the fact, you're like, hey, Corinne, that looks really bad.
Yeah.
The fact that you did that and you're supposed to be having your own show and blah, blah, blah. So at that point, some people are speculating that maybe at that point, out of fear of ruining the show, she wanted to say she had too much to drink and didn't know anything.
Everything about this is awful.
It is awful, and it continues to be like a headline story.
Mm-hmm.
So like the longer the headline story is out there to me, the harder it is to ever go back and put the show on TV.
Yeah, no, and it makes you wonder about the Bachelor, you know, enterprise or empire as a whole, not just like Bachelor in Paradise, but Bachelor, Bachelorette, all that kind of stuff, because you have to wonder now, when do we stop filming? Because we don't want a situation like this again, you know? So would they have to dive in all the time and try and stop those situations from happening, which maybe they should in the first place, but just makes you wonder how much longer this type of show can keep going on like this.
When Raven Gates was in the studio, we were asking her, and she said basically the only time that they're not filming you is when you're asleep.
Yeah, or in the shower.
Or in the shower.
And that was literally it. You're being filmed, you have a mic on the entire time.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I bet, who knows what's going to happen with Corinne and DeMario. We're going to have to wait till the footage comes out and we know exactly what the real story is. I would imagine, though, now that people are starting to say this, we will have a couple of older contestants from The Bachelor who are looking to get back into the limelight who will say, oh, yeah, when I was there, this was going on.
Yeah.
Watch, because it'll happen. Because the people who have a taste of the spotlight who it didn't carry on for are more than likely trying to find ways to get back in the spotlight.
Yeah, you'll have 30 names come out, you know. They'll all start ganging up on the show.
They encouraged me to drink, and I was never the bad person.
Oh, it's just a matter of time before all those people start filing in with their stories. It's going to be bad.
We'll see what happens with that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. I'm so used to saying it's Brandon, it's Kelly, it's David. But it's not Kelly today.
Yep, Kelly's on her vacation to Atlanta.
Hanging out. I think she's hanging out with Steve Harvey. I'm not sure.
Yeah, or Matt Ryan, maybe.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if all of a sudden Kelly and her family showed up on Family Feud?
Oh, my gosh. That's really what they're going out to do.
Maybe she's going out for Family Feud.
Family Feud with Kelly.
That would be awesome.
That would be amazing.
They'd come to her and she'd be like, what? But she'd be the most confident person going in.
Oh, I know.
I got this.
I'm going to nail every question.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, anyway, that could be funny. Really, they're off doing some karate tournament. I want to talk to her husband today, though, because they've announced this massive fight. The boxer Floyd Mayweather, who's like the biggest box office attraction in boxing in the last 20 years.
Yep.
Since Mike Tyson, probably. And he's going to be fighting like this huge MMA UFC attraction, Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
This is the fight they were like talking about and teasing that nobody ever thought was going to happen.
They've been doing that for like a year, and then it finally got confirmed yesterday, and that's all people talked about was Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather.
And dude, there's no telling how much money these guys are going to make. It's going to be ridiculous money.
I bet when you finally look at everything and how much money they bring in, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, it'll be nuts. Mm-hmm. Her husband will probably have some insight onto this thing.
I'd like to see what he says because I think it's going to be more of a boxing fight as opposed to the MMA stuff. It's not going to be mixed in or anything like that. So I'll just be curious to see how well Conor McGregor can hold up against Floyd Mayweather in boxing.
So it's truly just fists. He can't take him down.
Yeah, there's no kind of MMA. He can't get him in any kind of headlock or anything like that. Nothing.
Well, because that's the benefit of a lot of those fighters when you go from, if you can like have a hybrid, kind of like a UFC deal.
Yeah.
Where if you have a master of the takedowns, boom, they take him down, hold him down, they can't get back up.
Yeah, from my understanding, it's just like a boxing fight as of right now. So
wow, that's crazy.
Because I can't see Floyd agreeing to something where he would be, you know, a hybrid type fight because he wants to win.
Yeah. And Connor's confident enough to think that with his hands, he can knock him out.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
That's crazy.
It is.
All right, let's do some country music news.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I was going through different social media, and I look at this picture, and I see, hey, there's Keith Urban's kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, wait a minute, there's Keith Urban's kids.
Yeah, you never get to see them very much.
Like, I've never seen the kids before, I don't think. Anyway, they were talking to Keith about Father's Day, and he talks about why Father's Day is so great. And he says, I'll be home for Father's Day. It feels great to be able to be home for Father's Day. I've got good memories of many Father's Days we've had with our girls. For me, at the same time, raising them right now, I feel like it's Father's Day most of the time.
That's pretty cool.
Which is cool. He wants to have the relaxed, chill-at-home Father's Day.
I kind of like that. Well, Dan and Shay has their new single out, How Not To. But if you remember 2016, they came out with From the Ground Up, and people went crazy over it.
Yeah, here's the song. When we'll build it, love from the ground up, now till forever. That was the wedding song, right?
Oh, the wedding song of the season.
Yeah.
But basically, fans started using the hashtag obsessed when they were talking about that song, which ended up inspiring them to name their second studio album Obsessed.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so now they're trying to do something pretty similar to that. If you check them out on Twitter, they said, look, y'all named the Obsessed album, and now we want you to pick our next single.
Oh,
the
that's
song,
neat.
Yeah, the song with the most votes wins. So on their Twitter page, they have a little link you click on, and they have 8 separate songs you can go listen to a sample of. And if you have Spotify, you can listen to the entire thing.
Sure.
But they basically want you to pick the next single. You listen to them all, and you click the one you want as the next single for Dan and Shay.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it's neat that they're giving the audience the chance to determine. Music is changing so much.
I know.
And it's changing before our eyes. Where artists aren't necessarily going to be releasing as many albums, because I think that's the way of the future.
Yeah, so fans are basically picking their next single, which I think is the coolest idea ever.
Dan and Shay for it. I don't know how not to think about you when I stay. I say it all the time on the show. I'm a big fan of these guys. Nothing like you. Shades all spinning in the summer rain. Dancing when there ain't no music. Just the right kind of crazy. But baby. Something one of these guys like is from Arkansas as well. Is it Shay? Shay Mooney?
I think it is.
How about one of the original Dan and Shay hits? See if you remember this song right here. Watching that
body. Yep.
It is Shay Mooney from Arkansas. He's also engaged to the former Miss Arkansas.
I forgot about that.
Hannah Billingsley.
What a dude.
Not a bad gig to have right there. Hey, speaking of Miss Arkansas, lots of people are down there for that.
Yeah, I know. It's like every time I look at social media, all those people from A-State or from Northeast Arkansas are down there competing, and it's so cool to check everything out.
You have any contacts?
I know a couple of people. I actually kind of co-hosted Miss ASU with a lady who's down there right now.
Who's that?
Bailey Moses, and then our current Miss ASU's down there, Destiny Quinn.
Get somebody on the phone.
I'll see what I can do.
It's going to be, okay, I'm going to work on getting Joey Perry on the phone. You get somebody from Miss Arkansas.
I'll see what I can do.
That's what we're doing on the show this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I've noticed the Selena Gomez new videos on loop on your computer.
It has not been on loop. I only watched it twice.
Oh, okay. Well, I caught it. Selena Gomez and her new video. What's it called?
Bad Liar.
Oh, I was about to say Bad Girl. That would sound really stupid.
Yeah, Bad Girl.
Bad Girl. That's a Rihanna song, right? So, is it?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, it's Bad Girl Riri. That's her one of her names on social media.
Yeah, I think that's her like whatever, Twitter, something like that.
So with Selena Gomez, I saw a little bit of the new video this morning.
Because
like the song, I like the song.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing about the video is she's like back in school.
Yeah, I know.
And she looks like she belongs back in school.
Yeah, she could legitimately pass as a 16-year-old, which is a creepy thing to say.
That's right. You like the video?
Just stop it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Every time I've heard Miranda do that song live, I get that little bit of emotion because I know the story behind the song, and it was Blake's brother and all that stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
It gets you for a minute, you know?
There's always that one or maybe two songs in a concert that when you really dig down deep and you think about those words, you're like, oh my goodness, I'm going to be a blubbering idiot here any moment.
Kind of put you in that moment when you first started listening to it. Maybe you're going through something and then you hear it again in that concert and all those memories start flooding back in.
It's weird, man. Yeah. It was like for the house that built me, I was kind of the same way. Because I start thinking back to that home that I wish we still had in my family.
Yeah.
You know, like the one my mom and dad bought together and the one that I was raised in. And then by the time we all moved out, my mom was like, I don't need this big of a house. And,
yeah. It's kind of sad when you think about all that kind of stuff, you know?
So I went back to that house. I guess it was, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. Pull out in front of it and somebody else lives there. And I'm like, wait a minute, you can't live in my old house.
Did you tell them that?
I wanted to because I just wanted to be able to walk back inside and walk back to where my room was.
Man.
You know, if we could just go back in time to those moments.
The memories.
Are you still in the same house you were in when you were little?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my parents have lived in the same house since like, I think they built the house in April of 93 and I was born in June of 93.
That's cool though.
Yeah.
So if they were ever to try to sell it,
I mean,
would that bother you?
Maybe a little bit. I've gotten older, so I kind of see things different, I guess. But yeah, I would just be like, oh man, that's sad. All those memories we had there, you know?
So I'm telling you, when you get to be my age, you're going to wish you still had that house. Because I'm like, why didn't I buy the house for mom?
Yeah,
exactly. Because I couldn't afford it back then.
But. Well, yeah, that's how I kind of feel. Like, oh, if my parents, you know, try and sell it in 20 years, you know, what am I going to do with it, you know? Or
I'm telling you, go buy it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty neat. Okay, so here's your time of the morning. Are you ready to be funny?
I am ready, and this will be funny.
All right. Let's try that again. All right.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Okay, so roughly a month ago in Texas, there's a company called Pure Water Ice and Tea that started a big beef with their neighbor Wendy's.
Oh, gosh. Is that a beef joke?
Yeah. Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
So basically, they started putting signs up right across the street from one another. So Pure Water started it with, burgers aren't the only thing square at Wendy's.
Oh, my gosh. That's kind of a knock.
Yeah, it is. And so Wendy's being Wendy's, if you follow them on social media, you kind of see all this all the time. But they started going back after them. And so they put up a sign that says, everyone knows Wendy's squares, something about you ain't about that life, or you know, something along those lines, right? And then Pure Water said, you want beef, Wendy's? You've got it. And then Wendy's said, anything you can brew, we can brew better. Try our chillers, fruit tea chillers.
Right.
And then Pure Water came back and said, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself, Wendy's. These are on signs that everybody can read right across the street from one another.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Wendy said, Wendy's parking only, violators will be served Pure Water.
Oh, that's bad.
And then the last one said, good thing our tea is stronger than your sign game.
Oh,
so,
no.
Man, people started going after him on social media. It's been all funny. Over the place. But to me, you know, you see this kind of stuff. It might be silly every once in a while, but for them to go back and forth like that, that's classic.
The town's talking about that too, then.
Oh, yeah, the town. The internet's talking about this. It's been all over the place.
So you're saying Wendy's is funny on social media?
Wendy's social media is hilarious because people try and call them out on stuff, and then they just go after them. Whoever is running that is a genius.
So I saw a Wendy's commercial on TV, and it was like, okay, you can get this burger or this burger or this burger. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it looks so good. Because we're trying to eat a little bit healthier right this very minute.
Mm-hmm.
But like cheeseburgers are kind of a weakness, cheeseburgers and fries and a Coke.
I think it's everybody's weakness.
And I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to cheat today.
Yep.
So bring on the Wendy's.
Yeah, let me have some Wendy's. Where's the beef?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Love wiener.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Okay, so we were talking a minute ago about Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
So again, for those of you just now waking up, this is a big fight because it's like the number one boxer versus the number one UFC star in a boxing match. So Joey Perry would be the guy I would call.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, Kelly's husband, Joey Perry martial arts. He's all into the UFC and can probably give us some insight as to what he's hearing from the inside of kind of the inner workings of martial arts.
Right.
Let's give him a call.
Give him a shout this morning.
Again, they're off. They're off together in, I believe, Atlanta. Auditioning for Family Feud. I think that's a true story.
With Steve Harvey.
Is it still true?
Is it still true?
Let's see if it's going to ring.
Do you have a deadline?
I don't think so. Should I try it again?
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Well, thanks a lot there, lady. Let's try this again. Because I think like his take on this is going to be interesting. Because I think in your mind, you're thinking the boxer wins this if it's a boxing match.
Yeah, I think without a doubt, Floyd is going to win.
But Conor McGregor goes through the same type of training. Now, he's not an elite boxer.
Yeah.
Joey Perry's personal assistant. May I help you?
She'll do anything to get on the radio.
Please.
Oh, just a second. It's just you guys.
Anything to get on the radio. It was killing her, the fact that we were going to talk to her husband and not her.
Yeah, she could not go a morning without that little bit of snippet there, you know.
Without a doubt.
We were hoping that she would be like maybe getting you coffee or something.
Or asleep.
I already did that. So, you know, but I won't let her interrupt anymore if we're trying to keep her off the radio on her vacation today.
I know. She's out there playing. Hey, is it true? Is it still true that you guys are auditioning for Family Feud?
You know what? We are, and I'm excited to see the family that we get to compete against.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of a ninja family, so I need to see what they put us up against.
Hey, it could be like the ninjas versus, who would be like the ninjas' arch rival?
Like the pirates.
The ninjas versus the pirates.
I like that.
So, David, you could be on the pirates.
I could be a little pirate.
Arr. So, of course, you're the guy that I would want to talk to this morning because you're kind of inside the MMA world and all the martial arts stuff. This big fight that they've announced, Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather, is that the biggest fight ever?
I think it's got the chance to be the biggest fight ever as far as, you know, pay-per-view and numbers, just because it's a crossover fight. So you're getting both worlds. You're getting all the boxing fans. You're getting all the Mayweather. Cause there's plenty of Mayweather fans that, you know as well as I do, they never watch any other boxing match ever. But, you know, over the last decade, they bought into the whole money train thing or whatever.
Yep.
And they'll watch or they'll talk about Mayweather, but they can't name three other boxers. But then UFC is so hot and, you know, it's still very popular. And Conor McGregor, the most popular combat athlete in the world right now. So I think it's going to be the big, I bet it does 5 million pay-per-view sales.
Oh my gosh, that'd be massive.
Yeah.
So do you think
it would be?
You think it'll go with the fan bases too? Like the boxing fans are going to be so hardcore for boxing and the MMA fans so hardcore for MMA that even if they're not fans of the specific guys, they're kind of like, wanting to watch for their genre?
I think there's going to be a little bit of that. There's a little bit of that pride, but honestly, if you look like in the MMA world, you know, you got a lot of people that believe in Conor, you know, and if you listen to him, he's hard not to believe. Just got so much self-confidence and belief in himself as far as what his abilities are. So, and he pretty much backs it up. You can pick anybody apart, but, you know, he's done really well. So I think all the MMA fans are going to be, you know, like me, like I want him to win. I think that would be great. I'm not a big Mayweather fan. I'm a fan of Mayweather's skill and his ability. I'm not a big Mayweather fan, but, you know, Conor's got his share of nonsense too. But I think that people will definitely do that. You know, your boxing enthusiasts will pull for Mayweather, but, you know, it's kind of a lopsided statistic there, just because even the MMA fans are like, well, I want Conor to win. I'd like to see it, but it's a boxing match and it favors Mayweather. And that's kind of the consensus.
What do you think how would you rate Conor McGregor's skills with his hands? Because, I mean, I know all those guys train to throw fists, but they're also training for the takedowns and the kicks and all that stuff.
Yeah, and it's totally different. I mean, you know, people, you know, if they just look at it and say, well, these guys are just punching, and these guys are punching plus they can kick and take down, where, you know, I don't even think if you asked Mayweather, he would feel like, you know, oh, you put me in an MMA fight or a no-holds-barred fight, you know, however you want to put it, against McGregor, you know, he would get annihilated. You know, McGregor would probably take him out within a couple of minutes, you know, fairly easily, unless he just got caught. And I think everybody pretty much agrees at that point, even the boxing lovers, you know, I mean, for the most part, agree that if it was just a fight or an MMA fight, that McGregor's a, you know, 100-to-1 favorite. But with the boxing rules and all of that, I mean, McGregor's hands are great. His boxing's great. He's obviously, you know, proven to be one of the top boxers and strikers in MMA today. I mean, so he's fantastic, but it is a little bit different, you know, when you get into boxing when you're limited, you know, and as McGregor, he's going to have to be, you know, he's going to have his mindset where he doesn't initially, you know, oh, I can't go for the takedown or I can't catch that and clinch and throw him or, you know, and McGregor's not big on that anyway. His game is not a ground game he's primarily a striker. So, you know, I feel like he's going to definitely have some fun with the fight. But, you know, Mayweather's hard to catch. He's hard to hit. You know, his footwork, his movement, his shoulder movement, his timing. He's tough to hit, and that's what wins him the fights. Is, you know, he's hard to hit, and he outpoints people. You know, yeah. McGregor just knocks people out. You know, he doesn't try to dodge around. So it'd be interesting.
Joey Perry joins us on the phone this morning talking about the fight that was booked, Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather. It's coming up on August 26th. Have you heard anything about money, like the money that either guy is going to get from just going into the fight?
No, they had all their press conferences yesterday, the big announcements, and one thing Mayweather team and Dana White with UFC was really adamant about was that the financial aspects of the agreement were agreed upon, easier than they thought, very fair. They kept using the word fair, but they wouldn't put out any numbers. So they said that's confidential. So I don't know that we'll actually, unless something leaks, I don't know that we'll find out exactly what the percentage is, but you know, there was a lot of talk going into it that, you know, the UFC felt like it should be 50-50 or at least pretty close to that unless there was some production stuff. And it looks like they put Showtime is the one that's going to do the pay-per-view. They're going to do all the promotion. The UFC is actually not going to be promoting it other than they'll advertise it some on some of their previous fights. And I think they said they're going to do a, you know how they do those embedded shows where, you know, for a few weeks leading up to the fight, they follow the fighter around and kind of, you know, kind of do that reality show.
I love those.
You're gonna do that. Yeah, no, it's cool because, you know, you get insight. You know, it goes in with, you know, a lot of the other shows that you guys talk about a lot. But it's a little more real because there's not really a script. They're not trying to date some girl. They're getting ready for a fight. So it's a little more real, but they're going to do that. And I think they're going to do some promos, but Showtime's in charge of it. So I bet their percentage is a little more, but you're talking hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
It's crazy, man. That's going to be a massive fight. August 26th on pay-per-view.
That's my birthday weekend. We got to celebrate.
Ooh, hey, man, that sounds good. And thanks for waking up, and we're sorry that you have your wife with you.
Well, I'll take care of her on her vacation from you guys. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, guys.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So let's go ahead and give full disclosure.
Okay.
Full disclosure moment, and this is going to be funny. I told David that I was going to get a hold of Joey Perry this morning.
Uh-huh.
And who have we just now talked to on the phone?
Joey Perry.
Bam, just like that, right? So we were going to talk Conor McGregor, and we were going to talk Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
I said I was going to get it done. I got it done. Boom, we did it. Okay, so then if you remember when I told David, hey, reach out to Raven Gates, he took 6 weeks to get her. It took me 15 seconds.
Literally 15 seconds.
Okay, so you remember that?
I do remember that.
So now I've told you to find me somebody who is competing in Miss Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
What do you have so far?
I've sent some messages to two people I know that are competing.
All right.
If that helps.
Do we have a time to call them yet?
Working on it.
All right, so you're still on it.
I'm on it.
We're going to track this throughout the show.
Oh, we don't need to track it.
No, we're going to track it.
This is just, no.
I want to see how it goes.
We don't need to track anything.
All right, so you're working on Miss Arkansas.
Yes.
All right, thank you, David. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Yes, I'm ready to move on from this topic, actually, to anything.
Let's do it.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Thursday, June the 15th of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Melissa Otteson of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. We have Robert Watkins from Cord, who is celebrating. Kylie Westerman of Wiener is turning 25 years old today, so happy birthday. And Dalton Kelly from Fisher is turning 25 as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Northwest is 4 years old today. That's the daughter of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Should we do some Kanye?
I think we should.
You know what, Kanye, we haven't played on this show maybe ever?
What's that?
I want to go ahead and play it real quick. You want me to?
Let's do it.
Because let's do this one right here.
She take my money, well, I'm in need. Yes, it's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town that digs on me.
Do Do you remember how massive that was?
Oh, dude, this song is still big. She a gold digger. When we went to Rachel's formal a couple of weeks ago,
yep.
This was one of the songs they played on the bus on the way up there.
No, it's
and
not.
Then I think they played it at the venue when we got there.
So they still play the song?
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
That's funny. Who else has a birthday today?
Bailey is 28 from WWE.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. Neil Patrick Harris is 44. He was on How I Met Your Mother, huge sitcom, and also Doogie Howser.
Hey, that show looks funny. I've actually never paid much attention to it, but I saw it one day when I was at lunch.
Yeah.
It was funny.
It's got some really funny parts in it.
Yeah.
My roommates watched the entire series. They loved it. Courtney Cox is 53 years old. Friends.
She was Monica Geller. Come on.
Oh, jeez.
What? We have to play this. Makes me think of my buddy Eddie Fight. He gave me that Friends cup for my
birthday.
He
did. No one told you that was gonna be this way. Da, 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 da. Your job's a joke, you broke, and not last in your way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year.
Everybody! Prettiest character on Friends.
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay. That was your girl, right?
Oh, yeah. Still is.
All right. So, it's funny because Courtney Cox married David Arquette.
Yeah,
I remember when that happened, and I was like, what the heck is going on? What's going on in the world?
Was David Arquette really known for anything at that point?
Oh, he was a movie star. He was an actor, but like, you know.
I know he was an actor, but I mean, he wasn't at that level.
He wasn't at Courtney Cox. But nobody was at the Friends level at that point, y'all. They were massive. What else you got today?
Helen Hunt is 54. I remember her from Twister. Remember that movie?
I do. Go ahead.
I used to watch that movie all the time when I was a kid, like 4 years old.
Was she also in the movie with Jack Nicholson?
Maybe.
As Good as It Gets. Was she in that?
Yeah, she was in that one. Yeah. And Mad About You, too.
Oh, with Paul Reiser. Yeah, okay.
John Belushi is 63 years old today.
According to Jim?
Yep. And Steve Walsh is 66. He's the singer from Kansas.
Oh, Carry On My Wayward Son,
yep.
Right? Let's go ahead and do that one.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Nice high pitch you got there. High pitch, David.
Don't you cry no more.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Kylie Westerman, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine, 725 in K-Fine Country. Hey, David, what's our status on Miss America or Miss Arkansas?
Miss America? Working on that one. We have nothing as of now. It's been 20 minutes, so give me a minute, okay?
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we talked early this week about Carrie Underwood and how all of a sudden she kind of disappeared from social media for a minute.
Yeah.
After the Predators, like she didn't even post during game 6.
Yeah.
Then the Predators lost. The next morning we were trying to see what she said and she avoided social media.
Yep.
Well, now we have the photo. The first photo is of Carrie and Mike Fisher. I love what she wrote too. She said, "Had a lovely night last night celebrating with the players, wives, and staff of the Predators. Oh, as well as this honk. We are so thankful for such an incredible season and the amazing group of people we got to spend it with."
Yeah.
Hashtag blessed. But look, it looks like they're on the rooftop somewhere in Nashville, downtown, a private party. Mm. Just a cool picture.
Well, when you look at everything, I mean, they were the 8th seed, the final seed to really get in. And so for them to play as well as they did to get to the finals, phenomenal season.
Well, and legitimately, they changed Nashville and hockey.
Yeah, they did.
Like, even though the games were all sold out this season, I saw a deal, like, they did 19 home games, I think. They were all sold out the first time ever. But I think they got more people to watch hockey than ever before.
I think you're right.
Which, for me, like, I was all over it.
A whole new culture, basically, being introduced to hockey.
It's great for the city. I think it's great for the sport as well. So, just a cute picture of Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher.
And speaking of the Predators game, Shania Twain was actually at that game 6 and was talking about how she's releasing her album in late August, all this kind of stuff.
Yep.
Well, she's changed the date on us.
Okay.
It's actually coming out in September, so completely different month. September 29th, Shania Now will be her album.
Ooh, I like that, though.
And she released the album cover on Instagram. You can go check that out.
I haven't seen it.
At Shania Twain. She looks beautiful.
I haven't
seen
the
amazing.
Cover. Hang on, let me go through it real quick. No, I was a big fan of Shania back in when she was getting started. Shania Twain. Oh, wow. I love how they did that, too. It's like all the different pictures of it.
It looks really, really good. So you can check that out on Instagram. And she's also releasing her new single tomorrow. So be watching out for that. Unfortunately, we don't have it right now. Life's about to get good. So.
Hang on. I didn't tell you. I have a little surprise for you this morning.
You do?
I know that most stations won't get this until tomorrow, but we got the email this morning with the official track. I have it right here.
Wow.
Life's About to Get Good, the studio version from the label. You want to hear it?
Yeah, of course.
All right, here we go. Life's About to Get Good. This is the new single from Shania that comes out tomorrow, but you're hearing it first on K-Fine.
About joy, life's about pain, it's all about forgiving and the will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved and loved the way I should. Life's about to get good.
I like that energy. Shania Twain. New stuff right here.
Time to forget you.
This actually comes out tomorrow.
Yep.
But we have it first on K-Fine. Life's about to get good.
Life's about joy. Life's about pain. It's all about forgiving and the will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved and love the way I should. Life's about to get good.
Shout out to our friends in Nashville for sending us the advance copy.
Sounds so good.
She's making a comeback, David.
She is.
Shania Now comes out in September. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I have David reaching out to members of Miss Arkansas. So far, how many minutes ago did you reach out to numerous members of Miss Arkansas?
47 minutes.
47 minutes ago. What kind of response do we have thus far?
Still waiting.
Maybe they're at a reception, like a breakfast.
I think they're probably busy right now. I bet their day starts at like 6:30.
Okay. So here's the deal. David has reached out. If any of you who are listening right now are driving to work or driving somewhere, maybe you're going to, I don't know where you might be going. But if you're going somewhere and you're hearing us right now, and you know somebody who's in Miss Arkansas, see if you can get them to reach out to us before David can.
Yeah, let's put the challenge to everyone listening right now.
Well, because there's so many local people going. Mm-hmm. Like if you're a parent and your kid's down there.
Oh, exactly.
We want to talk to people in Miss Arkansas. I put it on David 47 minutes ago. And David is so worried about it, he's actually sent a text to his girlfriend.
Oh, man. I don't even know why I texted her about it, but I did.
Yeah. Tell you all about that and the awkward way he went into this and the awkward response. All that coming up after Rascal Flatts on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we've been talking about how I sent those messages out to the girls in Miss ASU or Miss Arkansas. And I really think you set me up this morning. I've been stewing over this for the past couple of minutes.
How did I set you up?
Because you told me to send them messages, and now it's just gotten to an awkward situation where they're not responding, and then my girlfriend's been involved. But you know what? I'm thinking you made me try and look stupid, but you 100% do look dumb on social media right now.
What have I done?
Through your Twitter.
What do you mean?
When you tried to reply to Jessica Alba or something.
I replied to Jessica.
Yeah, it was
that looks
weird.
Stupid that I replied to her?
Yeah, it looks weird.
Why?
It's like you just sent it.
What do you mean I just sent it?
Look like you just sent it.
What did I do wrong?
I mean, just look at it.
What?
You're being kind of weird.
Has she not seen this? No, Jessica Alba sent out.
Jessica Alba? No.
Has she not?
I don't think so.
Oh, I didn't tag her in the post.
Exactly. So it's just like...
Oh, that's stupid.
It's just like you sent that.
I do look stupid.
We talked about you on this.
Oh, gosh.
When you come in on the show. Who?
Oh, gosh. Hang on. I'm deleting that tweet.
No,
I just did. I
screenshot.
Deleted. No, don't screenshot it. Screenshot. I got to go back and reply to her again.
Screenshot. Boom. I'll send it out there.
You know I'm a fan of Jessica Alba. If we could have her on the show, that'd be awesome.
It's too much.
What do you mean it's too much? What do I have to do? It's not a quote tweet, or is it a quote tweet?
I don't know, but you didn't tag her at all, so she...
Look, I'm going to tag her now.
So you're going to send the same tweet...
Again, but I deleted the other one.
That's just weird.
You can follow me through all these bumbling mistakes I make on social media, at Brandon on KFIN. Hey, you want to talk about silly, though? You reaching out to your girlfriend to tell her that you sent a direct message? That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Honey, I sent a direct message to these girls in Miss Arkansas, but you know what? It's Brandon's fault.
Well, I never said that.
That's what you meant?
What I said was, FYI, I slid in some DMs this morning.
And that sounds even more weird.
And as soon as I sent it, I was like, why did I do that?
Did you say you slid into the DMs? Is that just young people talk?
I was just trying to be silly, but as soon as I sent it, I was like, that sounds really creepy.
That's awkward.
So I sent that at 7:29, and within 30 seconds, she replies. She says, oh, yeah? Who?
So let me read into her, oh, yeah. Is that, oh, yeah, like, I hate you, oh, yeah, or is that, oh, yeah, like, I don't care?
I think it was not really, I hate you, but it was kind of like, oh, yeah? Really? Who's
like,
that?
Who is it? Like, do I like this person?
And then I said the two names, and after I sent the two names, I had to send this. All work related, obviously.
Oh,
that
you didn't
was
send
stupid.
That.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh, why did you make it worse?
I don't know why I had to send those.
You should have just said the names and said, hey, Brandon asked me to reach out. Because the way you did it makes it sound more weird.
Yeah, it makes me sound like I'm guilty of something, but obviously I'm not. All I did was ask them if they could come on the air with us.
I slid into their DMs and...
It was all work-related, I swear.
I don't even barely know him. It's Brandon's fault.
We'll see how this goes. We still don't have a response from him either.
And I don't have a response from Rachel either.
Oh, good. So yeah, apologize right now, live.
Rachel, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm a part of a group text with Rodney.
Uh-huh.
And Rodney's one of these friends that if I don't text back, he's going to call me out on it. Whereas sometimes you and Kelly just kind of let it go.
Well, we're so used to it.
Rodney calls me out every time.
After years, I'm used to it, but I'm still going to give him crap about it.
And then I feel awful. So last night, Rodney sends a text. Hey, see you guys in the morning. Because, like, you know, they've been busy the last couple weeks, stuff like that. We haven't seen him. He sends the text. Within, I promise you, you'd have been so proud, David, 45 seconds, I respond. And he bashes me.
It's about time.
I said in the group text, why should I respond? Because every time I respond, somehow the joke ends up on me.
Well, I mean, for years...
But is that just by text, or is that just pretty much in every facet?
Pretty much every facet of my life.
Well, I'm good you're finally responding to people.
Well, I like Rodney.
Oh.
So, hey, Miss Arkansas is going on this week. Have you seen the pictures, some of the pictures from down there and stuff? Lots of local people down there.
Yeah.
David reached out to a number of contestants in Miss Arkansas a little bit ago.
Still waiting.
He said, in young person's terms, he slid into their DMs.
Sliding in those DMs.
You ever say that?
I've never said that.
I never have either. But he slid into the DMs probably an hour ago. What's the response so far?
Over an hour and nothing.
I have a couple responses from their parents.
Oh, but no, you have not. Just completely stop that.
Tell your coworker to stop messing with my daughter.
Oh, that's just weird.
I know, it's
messing.
Awkward.
There's
well, not,
going
not like
on.
That. But anyway, so you think you could help me get in touch with somebody at Miss Arkansas? Would you have better luck than David?
No.
Okay.
See?
No.
See?
But you probably know like parents or grandparents
sure
who
I
are
do,
down there.
But I wouldn't try to hook him up with one of them.
No, but for
I'm
the
not
show.
Yeah,
not
for the show. I'm not trying to date him. Come on.
No, maybe he is.
I think that's probably the behind the scenes, he's probably hoping that, you know.
You know, his girlfriend lives in Little Rock.
Yeah.
Long distance. Have you ever been in a long distance relationship?
Yeah.
It's difficult.
It is.
So anyway, that's what he's feeling the pain of. Rodney Poff from Jonesboro.com and Occasions Magazine comes into the studio most Thursday mornings to talk to us. What's going on today? I know Alive After 5 is supposed to be happening tonight.
That's right. Alive After 5, this is the theme for this month's Alive After 5 is Nature Month. 5 to 8 this evening, located on Huntington Avenue, downtown Jonesboro. The market offers artisan products, locally handmade and produced fairs, food trucks, local music, children's activities, all hosted by the Craighead County Jonesboro Public Library.
It's live after 5 happening tonight. Hey, there's also a deal going on with the Reclamation House. Tell me about that.
There is Reclamation House Sock Drop. It's going to be happening now through the 24th. First Security Bank and the Jonesboro Regional Chamber of Commerce need your help collecting socks for the Reclamation House. Socks are rarely donated, but greatly needed for the ladies at this facility. Drop off new women's socks at any Jonesboro First Security Bank location today.
All right, so that's again for the Reclamation House. A lot of events coming up soon. We wanted to kind of give you a heads up on some of the stuff that's coming up. The Fowler Center has some cool performances coming up later on in the month of June.
That's right. 21st to the 23rd. This takes me back to grade school. The Garden of Ricky Tikki Tavi. This is adapted from the story by Rudyard Kipling. This is an actual story of Kipling's that no one dies in, which is good.
Nice.
On the 22nd, the Alzheimer's Association's Bats, Brains, and Bases baseball game at Southside Softball Park. Entry fee for teams is $150. All proceeds go to the Alzheimer's Association.
That's cool.
Gearhead Outfitters, they'll have their first annual running clinic. It's called the Project 90 Kids. This is designed to introduce kids to the sport of running. It'll be held at the International Studies Magnet School Gym and Track area, June 22nd and 23rd.
Yeah, that's going to be neat, too, because there's so many young people who are getting involved in that sport now. So,
23rd through the 30th, Foundation of Arts will present Guys and Dolls.
Yep. Hey, we actually have 2 employees in that.
Yeah, that's what I just heard. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I didn't know Preston was an actor, yeah.
Yeah, I think he wears tights. He's one of our account executives. Brenna McConaughey's actually in it as well.
That's cool.
She works here at our station, too. So that's coming up with the foundation. What else is happening? I know St. Bernard's has something to do.
The coming around the corner, starting on the 24th, the 28th annual Triple Swing Dinner and Dance. And, of course, following that is the Triple Swing Golf Classic. Yeah. So, and it's going to be at a new location this year. They're going to have it at the Jonesboro Country Club.
Cool. So for more information on that, you can call 207-2502. Again, all this information is up on jonesboro.com. Of course, jonesboro.com is the city website. Let's talk live music real quick. Attention members and guests, what are we doing live music-wise this weekend?
This weekend at the Brick, starting Friday night, Brick House, Nathan Crouch. Saturday night, Carrie Lee, and then DJ Sykes will follow later.
How about J-Town's Grill? What do they have happening?
Friday night, Vicky McGee, and Saturday, Philip Jackson.
Skinny J's does music tonight.
Drive South will be at Skinny J's tonight.
All right, we were talking about this a second ago, the 501 Steakhouse. They're doing a lot of music.
They are. Friday night, Terry Finley and Doug Farrell. Saturday, Mike Wooers. Each Tuesday, Tony Spinner and Terry Carter. And Wednesdays, Vicky McGee and Sonny Campbell.
I'm telling you, man, I got to go to the 5. You want to go? Me and you. I haven't been in a minute.
Not as like a date?
No, just his friends.
Can all 3 of us?
I'm sure, David would join in.
He wants to tag in.
Yeah, he has nothing to do.
Sully's, what are they doing?
Tonight, jazz night. Friday night, karaoke. And Saturday night, the Arkansas Brothers. Those guys are really good.
Yeah, they are very good. What about Godsey's Grill?
Friday night at Godsey's Grill, The River will be playing. And then Saturday, Shad Story.
Omar's Uptown has music tomorrow and Saturday.
Friday night, Delaney Thacker. Saturday, Walter Stewart.
And Upper Crust on Shelby Drive.
Saturday night, they will have Tony Spinner. And then I had a late addition. The Office Friday night will have a group called the Lowballers. And the bass player and vocalist is someone I grew up with.
Who's that?
Brett Sparks. We were in choir together. We were in barbershop quartet together.
Oh, so nice.
Wow. Yeah, and they'll be playing at the Office on Friday night.
So if we want stories on you, go talk to him.
Do not talk to Brett.
You're not allowed to talk to him. Again, check out all the music and all the events when you log on to jonesboro.com. It is the city website. And as Mr. Rodney Poff so eloquently puts it at the end of every jonesboro.com event roster.
Poff off.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Okay, so David and I were talking. We saw this deal, and it's kind of funny because we're like, oh, do you do this? Do you do this? When we get into these situations, we like to open it up and let you all kind of hear into our lives. And then you can, in turn, judge yourselves at the same time.
Okay.
So I've never considered myself a hoarder.
Oh, right? I think you are.
You really think so?
A little bit.
So I didn't consider that until this morning. Once I started thinking about what they say is kind of like a sign of being a hoarder, I thought I might be a hoarder.
Yeah.
So, because when I think of Hoarders, I think about that one TV show that was on.
Well, it's called, it's still on. It's called Hoarders, and I had to quit watching it after I watched an episode of this lady, like, raising chickens in her house.
Oh, some of it's awful, right?
Oh, it's terrible.
And you're like, how do people even function? How are they not, how does it not drive them crazy, right? But so I think of hoarders like being like that. Yeah. I don't think about being an organized hoarder.
Yeah, there is that.
And I believe I might be an organized hoarder.
You know, when you tell us you keep everything from your wrestling days.
Everything.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Let's run through this. I want to figure out if you're a hoarder with me so I don't feel bad. Do you have multiple stuffed animals or keepsakes from when you were a kid?
Maybe at my parents' house, but not where I'm at now.
See, I do. 61% of people say yes. Uh-huh. That could mean you're a hoarder. Okay, so we have, do you still have old cell phones?
No, I don't.
Okay, 58% don't, 42% do, I do. Maybe all of them in a box.
Gosh, are you serious?
Yeah. I don't know why. I've never traded them in, and a lot of them aren't worth anything now.
Yeah, well, if you keep them for another 10, 15, 20 years, they could be.
Retro cell phones.
Yep.
How many pairs of jeans do you have?
Maybe 10.
Okay, you're probably a hoarder with that. Oh. Only 35% of people have more than five.
Huh.
So, yeah, you got a bunch. How many pairs of shoes?
Four. Five.
See, I'm kind of like that.
Yeah.
I have the ones I wear. 40% of people have less than 10 pair.
Okay, cool.
So, if you have over that, you might be a hoarder. Okay, here's a good one. This is a funny one because I don't know if this is in your generation or not.
Okay.
Quite as much as mine. Do you still have CDs?
Oh, no. I probably haven't had a CD since I was 7 or 8.
Okay. I have the big old, you know how you used to have to buy the things that would hold them? And you put like the CD jacket in there, you'd put the CD in there.
Yep.
I still have those.
Are you serious?
I still have those. I still have CDs in boxes, like where I bought my wife like a Keith Urban CD or a Carrie Underwood CD.
Oh, man. That's funny.
63% of people say yes, they still have CDs. But it's funny because they still have those available when you go to stores.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole section of them.
But in the old days, it was packed with people looking for CDs. Mm-hmm. Not quite as much anymore.
Yeah.
Do you still have DVDs?
Three or four, maybe. Not a whole lot of DVDs. More Blu-ray.
I probably have hundreds.
Really?
51% of people have more than 20. How about VHS tapes?
My parents still have VHS tapes. So the movies I used to watch when I was like little.
Do they still have a player to play them in?
Yeah, they do.
Is it still out?
Like
if you wanted to go watch How the Grinch Stole Christmas, could you put that in a VHS?
No. They don't have it like out and about.
Yeah, we don't either. But they say that 46% of people still have VHS tapes.
Wow.
I have probably 800 of them.
800 VHS tapes?
Yeah. All wrestling stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
A bunch of cords. You're not exactly sure what they go to.
Not exactly. No.
Dude, I keep them all. I have boxes of cables and cords. That way, if we ever get to a point where we're like, well, we need a power cord for this. Well, I bet I have one. And I go find it. 56% of people do that. How about hammers, screwdrivers, nails, other tools?
Just some screwdrivers. I don't really have a whole lot of, basically just like one of each.
Yeah, 52% of people have too many of those. And they say 58% of people have looked in their closet and gone, what is this?
I have done that before.
Where is all this coming from?
When I first moved in to where I'm living at now, I had a bunch of stuff I just put in the closet. And recently I was like, what is all this junk? I've got to get rid of it. And of course I didn't. So
really, most of this, when I go back through it, you don't sound like a hoarder. I sound like a hoarder because I have all of it.
Yeah, you do a little bit.
Basically everything on the list I have.
Yeah, maybe you need to go and start cleaning some stuff out.
I have trouble with it though.
Yeah,
because I'm always like, what if I need that? What if there's at some point where I need a cord and I go to that thing and it's not there and I have to go buy the cord? What if I have to buy it online and it's more expensive? Might as well keep the cord. It saves me time and money.
I get that, but if it's like a cord to a VHS player, maybe you need to think about, dumping that.
I still have cassette tapes.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
Nothing to play them on, but I still have the cassettes and the cassette singles because back in the day in the 90s when I couldn't afford to buy the full album, I just buy the cassette singles of my favorites.
Of like what?
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. I had that one. I swear I had that one. Like, I swear.
Are you serious?
I have all those things.
Did you hide those like in your car somewhere so people couldn't see them?
Why? Why would I hide them?
No reason. Never mind. I'll move on.
Wait, are you saying I had embarrassing stuff?
You might have had a couple of embarrassing singles. It's a little bit different if you buy the whole album, but if you buy that as a single, it means you love that song so much you bought it.
Like John Michael Montgomery? I swear I had this one. By the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. had this one.
You so crazy. I think I want to have your baby.
Dude.
What?
You had that as a single?
But we all had singles back then. You're just too young to even realize how cool it was to have singles.
You had... I just hope you had like a little section in your car that had like the carpet ripped up or something, and you could just like shove these in there and pull them out when no one else is in there.
I'm proud of my old days. Golly, you make me feel bad about it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon, I pulled out for you. I got the win.
Oh gosh. You have somebody from Miss Arkansas?
I do. I got the response just a few minutes ago. Well, I don't have the number yet. We're still getting everything back. But I got a response. So, yes, for the win, David the Barrel Boy.
Hey, congratulations. I want to ring the bell for you.
Thank you.
Who'd you hear back from?
Bailey Moses.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yep.
Get her on the show.
We will make this happen.
We got to find out more about Miss Arkansas this weekend.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We've been messing around saying that she's on vacation. She's actually on a work vacation.
Yeah, basically.
With her husband.
Mm-hmm.
She was volunteered to work.
Yeah, holding down some chairs.
So the way we say it, though, is if you're not here and you're out of town, that's vacation.
Well, she basically had to take vacation days, so I call it a vacation.
If you're not at work, it's vacation.
Right,
just
right.
How it works out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so coming up here before 9 o'clock, we have your chance to go see Jason Aldean. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. We have tickets this morning before they go on sale.
Sure
and
do.
Again, if you haven't gone and liked and shared our post yet, you have just a few more minutes to do that because before 9, we're going to call out a name.
Yep.
The person's name that we call has 10 minutes and 7 seconds to call us back. If you're listening right now, go to our social media, facebook.com/KFIN1079, like and share, and you could be winning tickets before they go on sale. All right.
Yep.
Let's do some country music news. You ready?
Yeah.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. Keith Urban says his plans for Father's Day are very, very simple. He just wants to spend time at home with the kids.
I like that.
His post, I think, on social media is really cool because he's talking about being home for Father's Day. He says, it feels great to be able to be home for Father's Day. I've got good memories of many Father's Days we've had with our girls. For me, at the same time, raising them right now, I feel like it's Father's Day most of the time.
Look at that.
So no big plans, just time with the family for Keith Urban.
I like that. Well, you remember how big Dan and Shay's single was last year from the ground up? I mean, it was massive.
When we'll build this love from the ground up.
It's a great song, too.
Heard in weddings all over the nation.
Oh, yeah.
But people started tweeting about it using the hashtag obsessed. Well, Dan and Shay caught wind of all that and decided to name their entire album, their second album, Obsessed, because fans basically voted that in.
That's neat.
And now they're trying to do the same thing with their next single. They said on Twitter, y'all named Obsessed and the album, and now we want you to pick our next single. So the song with the most votes actually wins.
Cool.
So you go to their Twitter page, check out a link, you go and listen to 8 different songs they have set, and then you vote to see which one will actually be the next single. So they're letting fans pick their next song. I think that's awesome.
It's kind of like you get to help program their career.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Dan and Shep.
But I don't know how not to think about you when it's late at night.
Dan and Shay.
Nothing like you. Shades all spinning in the summer rain. Dancing when there ain't no music. Just the right kind of crazy. Baby.
And Dan and Shay.
Watching that burn this way. To never be a song I'd say.
What's the next single? It's up to you.
California beautiful. I was playing everything.
Those are good ones so far.
Summer and nights in you and me.
And That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Saw a thing this morning that said that Mother's Day is more popular than Father's Day.
No, I could have told you that.
81% of dads say that Mother's Day outshines Father's Day.
Well, yeah.
The women get more attention. Uh-huh. There's more money spent on them. All of that. And of course, Father's Day is Sunday, so we can actually change the course of history by focusing more on fathers. And I believe that's the right thing to do.
For once in this century, right?
I think we should.
You know, I do have a question in regards of all that kind of stuff, though. Okay, now let's say you could stay with your wife forever.
Okay. That's kind of the plan.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
That's
I get that.
That's why you get married and stuff.
But would you actually divorce your in-laws? Why are you looking at me like that?
What kind of question is this?
I'm just asking, would you do it?
You know, because I just told you a few minutes ago that my mother-in-law has been listening and responding to some stuff that we've done this morning. Why are you asking me that? Why did you put me on the spot?
I saw this article, like almost a quarter of people would actually say yes. They say definitely, actually.
They'd divorce the in-laws.
They would stay with their husband and wife, but they would divorce the in-laws.
Oh my God.
And actually, about 10% of people have actually ended a relationship because of the other person's parents.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty hardcore, isn't it?
Is it still true you feel the same way about Rachel's mother?
That is not true, and I knew that question was coming.
I've been blessed, so I have great in-laws. I really do.
Oh, yeah,
very
you do.
Sweet, good mm-hmm. people that help us out.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Now, there's some moments where I'm like, hey, Leslie, come on now. Let's just go and do something.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, her family's tight.
Yeah.
Like, my family, it's different. Like, they talk all the time. Her family does. And I talk, you know, here we go. Here's once a week.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes like that.
You think it's a girl thing?
And maybe it is. But I've been blessed with great in-laws.
Mm.
Unfortunately, David can't say
this. Oh, no.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Wanted to give you a heads up. We did give away Jason Aldean tickets before they go on sale. But we also have some kind of cool news for you. We actually have some information that I'm not allowed to talk about on the radio.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you anything about what I'm going to retweet, okay?
Okay.
So if you're on Twitter, follow me on Twitter, Brandon on KFIN, because I'm putting out some information that you might want to know if you want Jason Aldean tickets.
If you're a big fan of Jason, just go follow Brandon. Brandon on KFIN. Very simple.
Not allowed to say anything else about that. Justin Parkey joins us in the studio this morning.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm great.
So you got to get in here and be in here for the excitement of somebody winning Jason Aldean tickets.
I mean, too much excitement, really.
I mean, here's what's great about our show. I think that the thing that we get to do the most is we get to have fun.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
We're going to laugh. We're going to pick on each other. So, Justin, it's now your turn for us to pick on you.
Okay. I can take it.
You can pick back.
Okay. I can take it. All right. I can take it.
So one of the things he said to me right off the bat when he walked in, because Justin is actually the chair of the St. Bernard's Triple Swing, which is one of the biggest fundraising events that happens in this area. And he looked at me and said, are you playing this year in the golf tournament? And I had to kind of swallow my pride and tell him that thus far, Justin, I haven't been invited to play.
You've been banned.
Why is that, though? Is that a St. Bernard's deal? Is that the advocates that have banned?
I think it's your workplace that have now banned you from playing, representing them in this golf tournament.
So, okay, so is it still true that I'm awful at golf?
Is it still true? Yeah.
From everything I've heard, yes.
I didn't, like, the windows that were broken were not all my fault.
Oh,
hey,
really?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That was a bill that we had to take care of on your behalf. Mm.
And I didn't mean to drill the one guy when he was walking across, but, you know, I was doing my best.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a little bit.
At least there's
shot.
A lot of medical people out there in case you know.
Well, yeah,
hit somebody right in the head.
Right. So you don't think I'm on the roster yet?
Hey, that's something you're going to have to talk about the people up here with. I don't know. I mean, if they want to put you out there, we'll gladly accept you. But
now, Justin, will you talk to them for me?
Yeah, I'll do what I can. I'll see what I can do.
I'll get you a meeting with the GM.
What about, can I get some Jason Aldean tickets?
Some Jason, I'll work on that.
I'm
going to put you in touch with Katie Hall.
I'm Katie Hall. I am the real Katie Hall.
Where are you from?
Right here. I'm right here in the studio.
See, look at that.
You're looking everywhere and you found me.
David, you missed the boat here.
Yeah, I did. Katie Hall was right next to me the whole time.
The whole time.
Man.
So legit, though, the reason I want to play at the Triple Swing is because the times that I've done this, this event, I mean, it's a great event, a great cause, but at the same point, this event is a lot of fun.
It is. It is not a suit and tie. You don't have to put on your tuxedo. It is shorts all weekend, lots of fun. We start off on Saturday night, the 24th, with a big dinner dance. We got the Soul Shockers coming.
Awesome.
And then 2 days of golf after that, Sunday afternoon, and then all day on Monday. We're at the Jonesboro Country Club this year. It's going to be a ton of fun.
So this event, when you first were a part of this event, did you come in just as a player and then all of a sudden kind of work your way through the
Yeah,
the deal?
I don't know how I somehow ended up being the chair of this event. Right. I mean, it must have been the, you know, they've gone through the entire list of possibilities.
And then here you are.
Here I am.
Was it like the deal where everybody lines up and they're like, who wants to volunteer to be the chair? And everybody else steps back and you're there.
And I was still the idiot standing there.
But no, legit. It's awesome that you're doing this because I know you're busy with
cause.
What you do.
Yeah, it's a great cause and it's a lot of fun. And, you know, it's kind of, you're not really working when you're doing it because it is, you know, so much fun.
So tell me about this year. I know you guys have, over the years, helped to benefit different organizations and parts of St. Bernard's. Who's going to benefit this year from the Triple Swing?
The St. Bernard's Heart Care Center is the recipient of all the funds this year. I mean, they're doing some amazing work over there. I saw something on Facebook the other day that they posted. You know, they did the tiniest pacemaker. It's like the size of your, you know, the end of your finger.
Wow.
Oh, just doing amazing stuff. You know, they are the top rated hospital, I think, in the whole state for receiving heart attack, people that are suffering from a heart attack.
Wow.
So, you know, lots of life saving going on over at the Heart Care Center. So it's a great place and worthy cause to benefit.
So fun, there's food, there's dancing, of course there's golf. For a lot of people, it's also a Monday off of work, which is awesome.
Exactly.
So for people who, I know a lot of teams have already signed up because this is an event that people want to get in on early. But if there's still maybe somebody who wants to put together a team with their office or their buddies and they want to come and help raise money and be able to say, hey, I'm going out to raise money today for a charity, what can people do to reach out to you guys?
You need to call the St. Bernard's Foundation. The number is 207-2500. Talk to Dana or Kelly at the foundation and they'll be able to hook you up.
All right. We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks, guys.
And if I see some extra Jason Aldean tickets,
hey. Yeah.
I know who to call.
Good. All yes. Right.
Justin Parkey in the studio live this morning on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, so Carrie Underwood didn't post during Game 6 of the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
And I remember going, huh, I wonder why she didn't post. She's posted every other game. There was no post after the Predators unfortunately lost. But here's what we have now. We have Carrie Underwood, who has posted a really cute photo of herself and her husband, Mike Fisher, on the rooftop of a place in Nashville. And she says, and I quote, had a lovely night last night celebrating with the players, wives, and staff of the Predators. Oh, as well as with this hunk, which is a picture of her and her husband.
Right.
She goes on to say, we are so thankful for such an incredible season and the amazing group of people we got to spend it with. So all is good. Smiles in the household of Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher.
So we now know the legit date Shania Twain's dropping her new album. She said on Sunday during the Predators game, she was being interviewed, that it's coming out late August. But now we've learned the official date for Shania now is September 29th.
Okay.
So she'll be releasing her new album. She has her new single coming out tomorrow. But you played a little bit of a sneak peek of that earlier this morning.
No, we got lucky because some people from Nashville hooked us up with the single, Life's About to Get Good. This is what it sounds like. Again, this is new stuff from Shania Twain, and thanks to our friends in Nashville for getting us this copy the day before it even comes out.
Oh, life's about joy, life's about pain. It's all about forgiving and the will to walk away.
I like it.
It's got a good vibe to it.
Ready to be loved and loved the way I should.
Shania Twain, a part of your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So it's been a crazy morning with Jason Aldean tickets and all the stuff that we've done. You've been reaching out to girls all morning.
Yeah, I mean, you put it like that. It's a little bit awkward, but basically it's just girls in the Miss Arkansas pageant.
Right, and you basically took the roster and started finding them and messaging all the girls on the roster.
Not true. The two girls I messaged, I actually knew.
Okay, and so far it looks like we're going to have the two girls that you know on the show tomorrow as we get ready to prepare for Miss Arkansas.
That's right.
So Destiny Quinn and Bailey Moses both on with us tomorrow. So
yep, it's going to be
that's
fun.
Cool. Jason Aldean tickets again go on sale tomorrow, and I can't tell you anything more than if you are a fan, go to the KFine Twitter at 1079KFine or go to my Twitter at Brandon on KFIN. That's all I can say.
Yep, that's all you can say.
If you have an interest, go there.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, so we're back tomorrow. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning.